The International Committee of the Red Cross has just completed a distribution in Mogadishu, Somalia, of a one-month supply of basic food aid to some 420,000 highly vulnerable people, including displaced, orphaned, elderly, and disabled persons. Although the ICRC says the situation has improved since last year's drought, they insist that more work needs to be done to relieve the suffering of the Somali people. The public relations officer for the ICRC for Eastern Africa, Jean-Yves Clemenceau, spoke to Christopher Wells about the challenges the Red Cross faces in providing relief.
Well, the situation has slightly improved since last year when we had a drought in Somalia, but there are still important humanitarian needs, especially in the capital Mogadishu, where many people were displaced recently, and the Red Cross has helped these people with some food distribution in July. We have distributed food to over 400,000 people.
And what is the Red Cross doing right now to help the situation there?
Well, we are not working only in Mogadishu, but all over Somalia to try to first to provide some medical cares. We are working with the Somali Red Crescent. There are around 40 clinics to provide basic health cares in Somalia. And in Mogadishu, we are distributing food to the vulnerable people that are mainly the people who have been displaced. They have lost their houses. They have lost their means of living. And we have also two hospitals in the capital Mogadishu where we treat injured people.
Can you tell me, what are some of the biggest challenges facing humanitarian agencies as they're working to relieve the food crisis in Somalia and Mogadishu?
Well, the major challenge is access to the people, especially in the Shebab areas where we cannot work now. And the second question is the question of logistics, because Somalia has a country that has been very much damaged and destroyed by the war. So it takes quite a lot of time to bring some food and to bring some aid.
And then finally, can you just tell me a little bit about the future prognosis for the country? What's expected in the future? What are the needs going to be? And how will you be able to continue helping out in Somalia?
In Somalia, the food situation has slightly improved, but there are still needs. There are still many vulnerable people. One of the main problems for the people is to sustain their lives. They need some support. We are not anymore in an emergency situation, but we are in the time of recovery. So there is a lot of needs in terms of infrastructures, basic infrastructures, health, road, schools, economic activities, especially outside of the capital. And there is still a lot that has to be done to help Somali people.
Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, what we want to say is that, yes, you have these IDPs, people, internally displaced people in Mogadishu, and they need some help. So the situation, you mentioned, situation has improved in Somalia, but everything remains quite frail, and it's not time to stop to help Somali people.